Welcome to Reclaiming Consciousness. My name is Elise Bassine, spiritual mentor, breathwork practitioner, and owner and CEO of Elise Breathes. For many years, our consciousness has been hijacked by societal and cultural programming, religion, the media, and familial and ancestral trauma. Right now, during this epic time in history, people are waking up, realizing who they really are, and reclaiming the pieces of their consciousness that they unknowingly gave away. This podcast is an exploration of how so many spectacular humans are leading the way in exiting the matrix and reclaiming who they really are and what they're capable of. In this show, you'll meet exceptional people who are paving the way in raising consciousness and creating a new way of living on this earth. Get ready to go deep. Now let's dive in. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the show. So you're going to love today's guest, and I highly recommend connecting with her or following her if you aren't already. So this week we have Christina the Channel on the show, Christina Rice, and she is an author, a channel, a coach, and I highly recommend everyone getting her book because after this interview, I got her book. I listened to it on audio, and then I also bought the actual book because it's such a great book just to like flip to a page and say like, okay, I'm going to flip to the page I need to read today and then just see what comes out because the whole book is channeled and it's really, really powerful activating information. So I highly recommend checking out her book. It's called Manifestation Mastery, and you'll hear her talk about it on the show and we'll link it and everything. But this is just such a powerful conversation, and I know you all are going to be totally lit up and inspired by her story. So you're going to love it. So a couple announcements before we move to the show. First of all, we have about 6 spots left for the retreat, the Manifestation Magic Retreat in August. So if you're feeling the pull for that, definitely reach out to me or just go on my website, elisebreathes.com, and it's right on the homepage. You can get all the information. But it's a 4-day retreat in the Catskill Mountains, and it's centered around creating a portal for manifestation. So this is going to be incredibly powerful because when we get together in person, something magical occurs that really can't be replicated online. So I know this is going to be incredibly activating and life-changing for everybody who comes. And the group that's already forming is incredibly powerful. So I'm super excited about it. So reach out to me to ask me any questions and to get any more information. But like I said, you can find it on my website. And then also another super exciting announcement, you guys. Oh my God. So I just launched my certification program, the Metamorphosis Method. And this is really something that has been birthing through me for a long time. And this is my program where I'm going to certify you in doing what I do. So basically, I think you've heard me talk about this enough that trauma work is really the most important work that anybody can be doing right now, especially if you are a spiritual entrepreneur, if you're a business owner, or if you're wanting to change your life in any capacity. You're going to be required to do the deeper trauma work. And what my certification program is I'm teaching you my streamlined process that I have created that is nothing like anything that exists on the planet to move through trauma efficiently and rapidly. So I'm going to be teaching you how to facilitate breath work with your clients, channel energy work for your clients, and use the proven tools that I've created in the Metamorphosis to help your clients move through trauma. And then also you will become fully embodied in being trauma-informed, truly trauma-informed by mastering my proven trauma framework that I've created. So this program is, this is a very special round too, because this is the inaugural round where I'll be teaching everything live, and then moving forward, there'll be the recordings and then we'll just do more Q&A on the call. So this is going to be really special. And right now we are in pre-sale pricing until June 1st. So please reach out to me if you're interested, and I will send you all the information to apply for the program. June 1st is when we move into early bird pricing. So it'll go up by $1,000 after June 1st. So if you're feeling the pull to add this to your toolkit, and not only will it be something that you learn that you can use with your clients, but this will be an incredibly transformational experience and a growth accelerating experience for you as well. So definitely reach out to me for more information about that. And without further ado, enjoy the episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Reclaiming Consciousness. I am super excited for today's guest. So today with us is Christina the Channel. Christina is an intuitive channel, celebrity healer, the founder of Ahai 7D Energy Healing, and author of best-selling book, Manifestation Mastery, How to Shift Your Reality and Co-Create with the Universe. She has been featured in top publications such as Forbes, Entrepreneur, and BuzzFeed, and is the host of her own spirituality podcast of 6+ years, Christina the Channel. So welcome to the show, Christina.
Thank you so much for having me. Wow, I sound very official when you have a nice bio. Do you feel like that? Every time someone like reads my bio, I think, wow, is that me?
I know. I feel like that too. When they say some of the stuff, I'm like, oh, wow, look at me.
Yeah, there we go. All polished and put together.
Yeah. So let's dive in. I'd love to hear just a little bit of your story and how you got to where you are now. And I know there's always things that kind of spark your evolution. So I'd love to hear a little bit about that and your story.
Yeah, well, when I was really young, I was definitely very open, very intuitive. And at the time, didn't really recognize that. It hasn't been until the last few years that I realized like how tapped in I was with all of my contact as a kid. And I was just really, really sensitive. And there hit a point where it was too much for me. So I kind of turned it all off and just kind of went down the mainstream path. I was not into spirituality at all. And I was having a lot of health issues. I think a lot of that suppressed energy just stored in my body. Things really had hit ahead for me when I was in college. And I had a trigger incident and my digestion stopped working. I stopped absorbing food and I lost about 50 pounds in like 2 to 3 months. My organs started shutting down. I had to drop out of school. That was really the time in my life that completely changed my personality. And it pushed me toward learning about holistic health. And that's when I got really into nutrition because I was seeing all these different specialists and doctors and just being told there was nothing they could do for me. And, you know, when you're 20 years old and basically told, you know, good luck, your organs are shutting down, your days are numbered. I mean, that was hard for me to face. And so I really had to take a hard look at myself and the way I was living my life. And it really put things in perspective for me about the things that I was stressed about, that I was worried about. Who was I really living for? Why was I wasting time worrying about, you know, silly things that didn't matter? And so it really changed my personality and I really had to take my health into my own hands because I was being told there was nothing anybody could do for me. So I found holistic health and I got really into nutrition and biohacking and was able to heal my body and be able to like function again and put back on the weight so that my organs were working. And that was great. And so that led me down the path of becoming a holistic nutritionist. So I went to school for nutrition and I worked with a lot of clients who had chronic illness, similar issues to me. My health kept going up and down though, and it always felt really random. And eventually my functional medicine doctor told me to go see an intuitive. And at that point, you know, I wasn't really into all of this. I'm open to anything. So I went and I saw her. And that was really when my life took another big turn where it was this catalyst that set off all of my gifts turning back on. And I had a dream to become an energy healer. So I just started going down that path. I was just kind of letting the universe take me where I was meant to go. And when I started exploring energy work, at the same time, I was getting into quantum physics and neural reprogramming and using these techniques. And my body was healing. At that point, I had been diagnosed with Lyme disease. And I decided to just go completely like an energetic route to healing. And things were healing really quickly. And after that, that's when I really changed the approach I took with my nutrition clients at the time. I mean, these are people who were like me, where they had seen all the specialists, done all the different clinical trials. And so it was really going to heal the body. And so when we started going with energy work, People started getting incredible results really quickly. And that just became the way I went about it, was energy work and using my intuition and throwing a lot of what I had learned out the window in nutrition school and through everything I had read and PubMed and all that. And it was through that my practice had kind of organically just done really well. And at that point, I had been podcasting for a while and blogging for a while. People started asking me to help them with their businesses. I kind of just fell into business coaching and at a certain point decided to go all in on that. I felt the nutrition chapter was closed. I was doing that for a while. And then spirit kind of knocked me on my ass and said, you need to just go all into spirituality, because at that point it had been a few years of having that be kind of like the behind the scenes of what I was actually doing. And I had this kind of whole different outward persona in my like my different platforms. Nobody really knew how deep I was into all my psychic work and channeling. But if you worked with me, you knew how deep I was into it. And so it hit a point where I was just like, this needs to be the forefront of what I'm doing. And yeah, that was maybe like 2 years ago now that I made that shift. And yeah, that's kind of what led me here.
Cool. Yeah. I feel like there's always like ways that the universe will just like slap you in the face. Like I can totally relate to that. It happened to me too. And then also like being a kid and having all of these experiences and having no idea what was happening and thinking like you were the crazy one and being afraid to tell anybody about it. Mm-hmm. That was totally how I felt too. So I could totally relate to that. And then I'm curious to know, like, as you started opening up to your gifts and channeling, what was that like and what have you started channeling and like, how do you use your connection to spirit now?
Yeah. When it first started opening up, really what opened up my psychic gifts was when I started doing energy work. And I just noticed that when I was doing energy work, I was getting all of this information and I would just share it with the clients, you know, and everything was spot on. And I built the confidence just from that feedback, you know, where I was like, all of this stuff is coming through for me and I'm right every time about the most specific details and dates and ages and names. And just having that evidence again and again and again, I like built my confidence that way. So that's kind of how I just got into working with my psychic gifts specifically, was more in that context. And then there came a point when the universe is like, you know, source is like trying to push me out of business coaching. And what started happening was I just started like falling into trance channeling. And that was something that I didn't really know much about. I mean, I had never even seen Abraham Hicks or anything. Like I didn't really know much about it, but it just started like coming through. And I didn't really know what to do. And so I started learning more about that. And then I realized, oh, I need to like make sure I'm doing this like safely and properly. And so that's when I really went down the path of, and I had been working with different spiritual mentors. I'm a really big believer in mentorship. And I had been working with different spiritual mentors that have been really helpful for me, just, you know, learning protection and discernment. And I just really wanted to make sure I was really responsible with everything I was doing. I think people don't really realize how important that is. And at that point, I realized, you know, I need to talk to somebody who understands this part of channeling a little bit more, like I'm doing this safely. And so that's when I started talking to other trance channels and learning more about that. And it was something that it was just coming through for me. And I learned how to like control that pretty quickly. And it's just something that is, for me, the most natural thing. And it was a really strange thing for me because I've always had issues with speech and talking. And it's been one of my biggest insecurities my whole life. And when I channel, it felt like coming home. It felt like, whoa, this is what it feels like to not have to effort to find words. This is what it feels like to not have to try to put words together. And it just felt like coming back to myself, like nothing felt more right in my body. And for me, I will channel either they'll speak through me verbally, or the way I wrote the book was I'll kind of step out and they use my hands and my hands are like flying across the keyboard and I'll channel through writing. And so for a while, I was just doing that on my own and I would, you know, record videos and listen back, or with friends, they would talk to the being and we'd have conversations. And I did a lot of just writing channeling. And I spent a long time just doing that for myself and reading back with the messages. And to be honest, that first year I was channeling, most of it was really about, like, it was about me. It was about life lessons for me and what was coming for me. And to this day, I still look back on all of those pages and I will read back messages that are talking about things that are happening for me right now. And I'm thinking, holy shit, like wow. I was being prepared, you know? So that first period was really just like sacred me time. I felt like just really getting comfortable, like building the relationship with the energies that I channel and really feeling safe and comfortable in that and kind of preparing me for my mission and what I was here to step into. And it was a very like sacred time. And to be honest, that's why I didn't really talk about it with anybody, because I just wanted it to be, it was mine, you know, it was my time. And it was just connection with pure divine love, you know, and like many star seeds or light workers, right? Growing up in just feeling very disconnected and feeling like, can anyone really meet me here in terms of love? And then really connecting to source and really connecting to these divine energies. It was just such this sacred experience. You know, it's like falling in love for the first time. Like you just want to be in your bubble. So that's very much how I felt. I channel a few different energies in terms of trance channeling specifically. So I do work with a number of different beings. My most recent book is channeled through an entity that calls themselves the Monarch Being. To me, it is like the closest to source directly. That is a separate entity, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. It's very palpably for me a stream of divine feminine energy surrounded by, it's like an energy cone, I guess, or cylinder of divine masculine energy. It sounds to me like a group of voices. Mm-hmm. So, and they're definitely the most like highest frequency energy I channel directly. I also channel quite often Isis, Serapis Bey, Sanat Kumara. I work a lot with Ascended Masters, Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary. So those are some of the different energies I do channel. So I work with a group of them and tend to just call forward, you know, depending on the topic that I'm looking into or whoever just wants to step forward, I will call them forward. And I really enjoy that because I like to explore topics and get different perspectives. And I think this is something that people miss out on. Like people will give their power away to, just because something is non-physical doesn't mean you give your power away to it. And I really love, you know, channeling these different beings because I'll bring forward a topic or a question and call different energies forward. And like they all have a different flavor and they have like mm-hmm. a different perspective, you know, and that's really helpful for me. And there's also, well, there's me, right? And there's me yeah. and my high self and all of that is valuable. And I think that that's something that's really important for people as we get more and more into channeled information, because people can tend to put it on a pedestal and that's really the opposite of what they want. It's just all different perspective. And, you know, you take what resonates and you leave what doesn't. And it's also not to give away your own power. Like you, my perspective as Christina matters just as much as when I ask Jesus. Right. Matters just as much when I ask like any of them. But for me, this different perspective that is much more neutral, that is rooted in divine love, has been the thing that has healed me in so many ways and just made me who I am, right? So that's why I like sharing these messages, because it's what I turn to every day that grounds me, that centers me. And so just sharing that other perspective.
Wow. There were so many things coming through for me to like, telling tangents for me to go on. Like I'm trying to even think where to go because that was so much. It's interesting because it just kind of brought me back for the first time when I learned about what channeling was, which was when I was introduced to like the Abraham Hicks stuff, which, you know, now I don't listen to it all, but back when I was like 19 and the year 2001 or whatever, and I got introduced to that and like just the understanding and awareness that that is something that occurred, you know what I mean? And like hearing how she started channeling and all of that stuff, it like completely opened up this other perspective for me that I was, oh wow, like just knowing that existed mm-hmm. opened up something for me in my reality that expanded me in some way. So I feel like just that in itself, just that knowing is so incredibly powerful for people to have that connection and for you to have that connection. It's really powerful and really transformational. So I guess I'm just curious to how the energy work aspect fits into it as well, because energy work is a huge part of what I do too. And I feel like it's all kind of channeled. So trans channeling versus the energy work that you do, like how does that all kind of fit together? I guess would be my question.
Yeah, I mean, I see them as different. I mean, they're different techniques and I'm using them in different contexts, right? So if a client's coming to me and we're like doing energy work or I'm doing energy work on myself, I'm conscious, I'm directing the energy, I'm seeing the energy psychically, you know, and moving things around. It's like psychic surgery, quite literally, yeah. Right? Just like very much directing the energy flow. And, you know, when messages are coming through, yeah, that's channeled, but it's consciously channeling. When we read the records, like when we're communicating with loved ones on the other side, whatever it is, like that's all different types of channeling, right? Versus when I'm going into trance, I'm basically like out, right. You know, I'm like somewhere else and they're basically using my vessel to speak. So I have done some sessions where the energy will come through and do the healing, but I haven't done that often. That's not really the main place I go, just because not everybody would be like available for that, yeah. Right? So I just use them in very different contexts. Like when I'm going to trance, it's usually, it's for the conversation, it's for the frequency transfer. And there's a level of energy work that is done just through receiving that transmission. So people will describe, like when you read the book, you will feel energy like moving in your body. Like you will feel things unlocking within you, right? So I think for us to really expand our idea of what energy work is, I was just talking to some of my clients this morning and I was like, remember, like just talking about something is energy work. That is moving energy, right? Because energy moves and flows in so many different ways. So we can direct that consciously. I do like a hands-on form of energy that can also be virtual. We can work in the records. We can do breath work. We can do all these different amazing modalities. They're all just different ways to move energy and direct energy flow. And talking about things is as well. And just receiving a transmission, receiving that vibration, turns something on within you. The same way, you know, you could hear any inspirational speaker talk, or maybe your friend just says one line, it just hits you different and something shifts energetically within you, right? And so just kind of expanding our idea of what energy work is, I think is really important. But for me, when I'm going into trance and channeling, that's like a separate thing for me than if I'm doing energy work. And the beings that I was trans channeling, those are the ones that I have. It's a very intimate relationship. Like it's funny. It's kind of hard to describe. I was talking to my friend David about this because he's another trans channel. And it's very hard to describe the level of, I mean, there's such a level of surrender and trust to be able to do that, right? And have that flow through you and the vibrational resonance. And what people don't, I think, always understand about channeling is like the level of energetic preparation. And it has really been a lifetime of really intense, deep work and facing a lot of intense fears. And to be able to go into that level of surrender and that level of flow, right? And to get your brain and ego out of the way where the message can be pure and you're not in the way at all. Like it's not an easy thing. It tests you, right? It tests you in extreme ways. But part of that whole building of the relationship and moving through the trance channeling, it was kind of like this first level to then being able to download a high, which is the energy that I work with. So it's just a different frequency. So, you know, I was originally trained in Reiki, which is third dimension, and there's, you know, all different types of healing. For me, Reiki just kind of like stopped working. Yeah. It's like we're vibrationally past it. And so when a high came down, the energies that I was trans channeling were basically like preparing me to be able to bring that down. Like your aura has to be pretty big to like download that, that kind of thing. And so the reason why it came down, well, really is for DNA activations. And it specifically, you know, it came down in 2020. It wasn't a coincidence with everything happening on the DNA level. And it's honestly been a game changer with DNA. And I feel like I'm like living proof of that. If you look back at pictures of me before I started working with the high and you look at me now, I look like a completely different person.
Yeah.
And I've been playing a lot with the DNA activation. And I mean, it's palpable. Like anybody could go back and look at my Instagram. I keep the old stuff up because like you put it side by side from when I started working on this. And it's like, I literally look like a different person. So it's really interesting. And like just with the different health issues that have popped up amidst everything, it's been really helpful just to have that energy to clear things out and kind of like use these as opportunities to upgrade rather than whatever the original intention was,
yeah.
Right? So yeah, it's just a different frequency. It's anchored in the seventh dimension and it basically balances out to wherever the person receiving is at. So for me, I felt really stagnant with what I was working with before and like a high kind of like upgrades itself, so to speak. So for me, just in terms of my work, like the sessions are faster, the more potent. You can like feel the difference. You know, like Reiki has kind of a thicker texture. Mm-hmm. A high is like glittery kind of energy, you know, so it's just a different texture, but that's kind of how I got led to that.
Yeah. So it's interesting too, because I feel like for me in 2020, I started hearing all these messages about DNA activation. And this is kind of when I first started my business, right? And I was like, okay. And I didn't really at the time have the confidence to be like, oh, I'm going to activate your DNA, because I was still learning, not learning, but like really starting to trust my own gifts. But it was interesting that I was getting all these messages around it. And then, you know, just started kind of channeling my own energy work for that. But what was that experience like for you? Like when you say the high, that frequency got downloaded to you, what was that experience like?
Oh my God. It was like... I mean, I've had a lot of like wild spiritual experiences, you know, but this one was, it was like something out of a movie, you know? So what it was Lionsgate of 2020. And my guides were like, you need to have a, like a sacred channeling session tonight. And I was all excited. I was like, all right, perfect. I want to like set a vibe. And I think I'm just going to like chill about myself, figure out what I'm doing for the next year. But it was like very clearly not that, you know, and they had me like set up the whole space and the entire room just like shifted to, I was in this giant gold energy orb and all of these different angels came in. And for me, like the way I intuit is just different depending on the situation. So clairvoyance, for example, when I'm with a client, usually it's more, it might be more my third eye, but I do see holograms, you know, I'll see it very physically. And so, I mean, that night, everybody was there like,
I'm like getting emotional as you're talking about it because I can like feel the energy of it. I always do this. I'm like,
I love it. Oh my God, I love it. Yeah, it was like, I was just surrounded by all of these angels and light beings and in hologram form, like in the room.
Wow.
And I was crying. And basically what happened was, you know, they explained what was going to happen. They said, you know, we need to bring down this different frequency. And we've basically been preparing your energy body for this. And so like, are you willing to do this? And I was like, sure, you know, sounds good. And so they essentially downloaded it. I mean, it came through as like a golden pyramid that basically went through my crown and then went into my whole body. It's a very visceral experience. Like you can feel everything moving in your body. And so I was first like, it was downloaded and then kind of like up, uploaded right to my body. And then they had me sit down and I was just writing instructions. And I didn't even know everything I was writing. I was just writing all the instructions about how to use it and how to attune people and what we need to know about it. And I was just writing it all. I was writing for about 3 hours. And then I kind of laid down and they gave me all this energy work and we're just like adjusting everything and talking about what to do next. And so that was that night. And then the next day, I was like, whoa,
was that real?
I was like, that was real. I was like, that was very real. It was very palpable. But like, I mean, it was like a 5 hour thing. And it's one of those experiences you're in. And it's like, if somebody could watch me right now, like people would not believe my life. Like it's actually out of control. It's funny. But it was just such a beautiful experience. And I mean, just, it felt like straight out of a movie. And then I went back and I started reading what I had written, right? So I started like studying what I had written and then started using it for myself. And the first thing I tried it on was I had just burned my neck with my curling iron like 2 weeks prior. And I was like talking about it on social media, like, yeah. And it was this gross burn that like hadn't gone away. And I did the same thing on the other side. I was like, oh my God, I got another burn on the other side of my curling iron. It looked so bad. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try using this energy specifically on this burn. And I kid you not, went away in 3 days. Like it was insane. I was like, oh shit, we have something here. Right.
Wow.
So I started using it on myself and then I just started using it with my clients. And everybody was like, whoa, what was that? And they were just like, the number of people I had, and you know, you're always delivered like who you need at that time to kind of give yourself that proof.
Yeah.
But I mean, I remember that first week I started using it with clients and I had 3 people that were going to have to get a procedure or go into surgery that didn't have to after the one session.
Wow.
And everybody was like, whoa, that felt so different, you know? And so I was getting a lot of that feedback and seeing the results for people. And at the same time, the guides are kind of putting me in cosmic school every day. So I take time every single day to just like learn and be trained and be shown. And so I was doing that for a while. And then a bit later, after getting a lot of more experience with it, and you know, at that point, that was all I was working with. And I felt really good with all my training and everything. And then there hit a point where they said, okay, now it's time to attune people and teach other people this. So then that's when I started training other people in the energy. And
wow.
Yeah, it's been really really amazing experience.
Yeah. It's all, I mean, I can totally relate to like just being, this is like totally unbelievable, you know?
Yeah.
I definitely have had some of those experiences, or I will hear something or be told something and I'm just like, the fuck is that?
It's so fun though. It's like, yeah. That's the thing. It's hard to describe to people, I feel like, until like you live it, where I'm like, life is straight magic.
Seriously.
Like, and then you think about things you've seen on TV and you're like, this is a documentary. Like, this is like actually how life can be,
yeah.
You know? So it's really cool. It's really magical. Like, life can really be that magical, and miracles happen every single day. Things can change instantaneously. I see it every single day in my life. And I often forget that other people don't realize that. I just had this conversation with somebody last week where she was having just horrible issues with sleep and anxiety and depression. And I was like, you know, we can get rid of that like in 10 seconds. And she was like, what? And you know, it's like, I think I need to go see this person and that person. I'm like, literally give me 10 minutes. Right? And we did, and we cleared it, and she was good.
Yeah.
And it's like, people forget, like, or they don't even know. They either forget or they don't know that things can change that quickly, right? Sometimes it doesn't change that quickly because there's something else going on, or we need to like go through that process. But there's a lot of stuff that really can shift instantaneously, and it feels magical. It is magical, and life can be magical.
100%. I mean, I say this all the time, and this is kind of what I'm always talking about too, because the first like frequency that got downloaded to me was actually called the miracle frequency. And I was shown how to activate it in people and how to like activate. It was essentially like this sphere around them so that they would experience life as one miracle after another. And I remember when it first came to me, I was just like, okay, like I have no idea what this is, but okay. And then they were like, you're going to activate this within people. And then I like put it out there and I immediately had like all of these people signing up for it. I'm like, I don't know what this is, but I'm just going to let it come through me. And it did. And it was so powerful. And then, you know, obviously I trusted it more and more after that time, but I'm always telling people that too. It all depends on how you look at it. And I always joke, my husband is like probably not the opposite, but kind of the opposite. We are like polar opposites in a lot of ways, especially since 2020, we've realized the way we see the world and how we view what's going on and all of that.
Mm.
But also, you know, we joke about how like if he actually got better in certain ways, then like what would he complain about? But I feel like it's actually true that so many people feel like they, if they don't put their energy into like suffering or worrying or complaining, then like, what are they going to do with their energy?
Oh, 100%. Right. And that's why it's like, that's like the only thing really that stops people from healing or shifting. It's like, well, if you're committed to having a problem, then you're always going to have a problem.
Yeah.
You know, or this is where you'll exactly. see like the problem energy will just transfer somewhere else. And like anybody listening, like notice if what we do is we have this subconscious thing where it's like, I always have to have a problem. So, okay, my relationship life. Okay, great. I'm in a great relationship, but now suddenly I'm having health issues, or like, okay, I'm doing well with my health. Okay, now why am I having friend drama? And we just like transfer this problem energy. And I think it's so important to think about like, why do I always need to have a problem? And for us to really shift to 5D and anchor into that, like we're going to have to release that addiction to struggling and that addiction to suffering and that addiction to problems, because it does keep us busy. It also is an excuse for people, right? Because if you didn't have a problem, like where are your problems, the things that you're, what you're hiding behind, right? Or your excuse to not do what you really want to do or say what you really want to say or face what you really want to face.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's all about hiding. And that's the thing. I'm sure you've seen this, like with miracles, with miracle healings. And what does that really look like? This is something that was really tough for me to swallow, which was in cosmic training and learning about miracle healings. They just kept saying, not everybody gets a miracle healing.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody gets to heal instantaneously. And that's not about whether or not you deserve it. It has nothing to do with that. It's just, what is the contract? Right? Why are they sick or whatever it is? Why are they having the problem? Have they learned the lesson? Because learning the lesson is the whole point, right?
Right.
But also, are they ready to receive it? If I try and facilitate healing and somebody is so energetically blocked, like they don't want to be healed, there's a piece of them subconsciously that doesn't want to be healed, they're not going to heal. And I will say that, like, in from my own personal experience with years of struggling with chronic illness, and I thought consciously, I want to heal. I was so desperate to heal. But right. like deep down, there was a piece of me that didn't. And it was that piece of me that felt like the only justification for slowing down in my life or doing less was if I had a sickness, because then I could use that as an excuse. It was the thing that gave me the excuse to slow down. It was also the thing that I had learned from a young age, if I'm sick, I get more love in this direction. And I thought, well, if I'm healthy, then I'm not going to get that nurturing anymore, right? So these were these like deeper subconscious things that I didn't realize were my blocks to actually receiving the healing. And so it wasn't until I just gave myself permission to rest, even if I'm totally healthy, I had to realize, like, you know, like, how is it serving me? And why am I still holding on to it? And really facing that, you know, and like just even expanding that out into like, how is having problems serving me in general?
Totally.
And that's the big one for people.
Oh, like, my God. Yeah.
You're co-creating.
Exactly. I mean, I'm so glad you brought this up, because this is the shit that I love to like get to the bottom of. Because you're right. It's not everyone is going to have that instantaneous result. And I remember when I first started doing energy work on people and doing these healings, you know, if I worked on somebody that was more closed off, I would blame myself at first and be like, oh my God, I'm like not getting any information. It's really hard for me to tap in. And then as I did it more and I worked with people that were really open, and I saw that, oh, when I work with someone that's really open, it works instantaneously. And when someone shut down, you know, it's a lot harder. It's kind of like chipping away at like a brick wall, and you just have to like keep working at it, just keep working at it. But it's a lot of that stuff that's underneath the surface that people don't want to look at. That's like, why are we addicted to suffering? Why don't we want to heal? And what are those like underlying beliefs or traumas that are in there that are blocking us from having those experiences?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think a really classic example is like mother wound or like cords with the mom. This is a really common
one. Oh my God, people will
like come in, right? And they're like, can you just cut the cord? And I'm like, no. Like, I'm like, I could, it will just grow right back. Like, you're not in the space. Like, there's all this like prep work for people. Yeah. And then there will be a moment where it's like, you're ready. We can actually get rid of it and it will be gone. But it's the person that's like overly eager, like, just get rid of it. And it's like, you can't just do the Band-Aid thing energetically.
Yeah.
It will grow back. I will tell people, I'm like, there's no point. You're not ready. It's got to stay there, you know? And that's the thing that people need to realize about, you know, instantaneous shifts. It's like, it's instantaneous, but there's all this prep work beforehand.
That goes before it. Yeah. Yeah. And also I feel like, cause I'll see that with people too. It's like a way of giving your power away too, where it's just like, oh, can you get rid of this for me? And it's like, no. You have to like face all of the shit within you that's preventing you from getting rid of it, so to speak, which I don't even like that term. I like to say like changing your relationship with it, or transmuting the energy, or whatever you want to say. But yeah, that's a huge part of it. You're right. So there's so much that's like behind those instantaneous shifts.
Yeah. And like in between sessions, like from an energy work perspective, I mean, my clients who work with me, like, no, I'm like, don't come back in my office if you haven't made the shifts we talked about. Like, yeah. Or people just use it as a band-aid. I was noticing this. I had some clients who, this is earlier on when I started doing energy work, and I was like watching as we would get them at a really great place. And then they went back and like were doing back engaging in their toxic behaviors. And then they come back in and I just have to do the same thing again and again. And I'm like, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
So it's like, don't come back in unless you've actually made the life shifts, because it's more about like what's happening in between sessions. It's not just what's happening at the session. Otherwise, we're just in the same like situation again and again and again.
Yes. I always say to people, you have to curate your life to support your healing.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're doing all this healing work and then you're not curating your life to support that, then our healing work is just going to go to shit, because you're still doing the same stuff that you always did.
Totally. I mean, it's like the person that eats healthy and exercises during the week, and then on the weekend, they just binge.
Yeah.
Right. And they don't know why they're not losing weight. And it's like, well, on the weekend, you're binging. Right. So, and people do that sometimes with energy work as well. It really is a whole lifestyle shift in alignment. You know, so when you make those energy shifts in the session and you have these realizations, are you acting on that shift? Are you going back to old ways? And a lot of that is about being mindful and conscious. And what we have to realize is a lot of our behaviors are just habit, right? And so when we are kind of just moving through life on automatic processing, we're going to revert back to what we've done again and again and again. But when you are mindful and present, and let's say you have this incredible session the day before and you clear all this stuff, and then you wake up today and you're like, wait, what do I actually want to do now? Because what I genuinely want to do now has shifted because I've had that real energetic shift. What people do is they just go back into like automatic processing, which is just habit, right? And they go back to the old ways. And now you shifted the energy in the other direction again.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's manifesting, right? It's co-creating. It's acting in alignment with the new frequency, not just what you're used to.
100%. Yeah. So I kind of want to shift a little bit because I wanted to ask you a little bit about your book. And I know that it's channeled and it's about manifestation and miracles. But can you tell us a little more about what it's about or what we can expect?
Yeah. So, I mean, like you said, it's about manifestation. And it's all about like the energetics of attraction and how energy flows. And it's really about raising your vibration. Because at the end of the day, like when you are high frequency overall, you just can direct your focus or just allow yourself to receive. And then you just manifest things effortlessly. And this has always been, I mean, this has been like my approach to manifestation because, you know, where did I learn it? I never really resonated with a lot of the manifestation rhetoric content out there. It just felt really fluffy to me. And I kind of got into manifestation not calling it that. Just realized like, whoa, I'm shifting my reality. I'm thinking about something and it's dropping into me like literally 10 seconds later. Holy shit, how do I get there? And it's through all of the underlying energetic work. So it's about raising your vibration is really more about like, what are you releasing? Like what's in your reality that isn't in alignment with your highest frequency, because we are naturally high frequency beings. And like, what do I need to release to make space? What do I need to release so that I can rise like the balloon that I am? And so the book is about like that root, like I call it like root cause work of manifesting. So it's like, what are the things that are keeping your vibration lower than it naturally is? And then it's a lot about programming and shifting the subconscious programs we have, a lot of the limiting beliefs and like remembering the truth of who we really are. And so at its core, you know, manifesting is about authenticity. When you are emitting your most authentic, unique energetic signature, like your authentic frequency is radiating out, what's in alignment for you comes straight to you. It's all about authenticity, right? So that's really what the book is about. It's about recognizing and shifting programs that aren't serving us. It's about understanding how energy flows and how to direct energy when you understand like about making space and that what's a vibrational match does come to you. So it's about a lot of that root cause work. And that's what I think makes it pretty different than most manifestation books. And just the fact that, you know, it's channeled in its sense, there's a vibrational transmission through it. And so you can read this book, and I encourage people to read it as many times as they can, because you could read it one time and barely even process the content, but the vibrational shift that you will experience in itself, things will start dropping in. I've had a number of people tell me that. They're like, I'm not even implementing anything that is said in this book, and I'm just manifesting things left and right, because it really is unlocking codes within you. It's unlocking truth within you. It's muscle memory, right? That's what is really beautiful about a channeled text. It's much more about the frequency than anything else. And for me, with channeling, that's something that I really had to like understand to release any judgment around what was coming through. Because to be honest, it's not even about the content itself. It's more about the frequency that's transmitted. That is so important, having that anchored in so that it can be transmitted to people.
I always get that message from my guides, like when I channel energy work.
Yeah.
They're always like, it really doesn't matter what you say.
Yeah.
And I still like in my humanness don't believe them. Like, I'm like, oh, that was so good.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're always just like, no, doesn't matter what you say.
Yeah. It's about the vibration, you know, that's everything. So with the book, there's that aspect of it, like the energy work there within it, but it reads more like a personal development book than anything else. And what I love about this is I feel like it's so accessible. Like whether or not someone's spiritual or into manifesting, it's very accessible. It's very practical. It's like you can make life shifts from it. And I'm excited about it because I feel like it is reaching more people than a lot of other spiritual books or manifesting books, because it is so, I don't want to call it an easy read, because you could spend like 5 days on one page.
Yeah.
Because there's a richness, but it is like the language is simple and clear and precise. So I feel like it's just a lot more accessible for people. Yeah. So
I love that. Well, I definitely want to get it. Is it on audio?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's how I'm so much better at listening to books on audio.
Yeah.
But yeah, because I agree with you. There has been almost no manifesting books or information that has resonated with me. I did do Lacey Phillips' work for a little while. And I feel like with her work, that was when I was getting into realizing that I wanted to start my business. And I feel like it was just kind of to show me like, look, you can do that. It wasn't really about the manifestation work.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't anything that really resonated with me. And I do believe there's this way that we all kind of have to figure out our own way of doing it. Because we all kind of have like a different flavor of the way that we manifest things. So I can tell just by kind of feeling into the energy of what you're saying that by tapping into the frequency that you're putting out in this book, it's like how we can get activated to create the way that we manifest or activate, you know, our own flavor. Because I feel we all do it just a little bit differently, or we all have a different experience of it. So it's not something that is just like this recipe that can be like replicated, you know?
It's definitely not a recipe, which is why I think so many manifestation books and content just like miss the mark.
Yeah.
Because what's more important about it is like the activation that's getting transmitted to each person, which is why I just tell people and just read it.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to understand what it says. You don't have to like implement anything they say. Just read it, because it's just going to turn things on for you. And I've seen that again and again and again. And just, I love hearing the feedback from people. They're like, I was reading and all of a sudden I started realizing this.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking about that. And then I realized I need to get rid of that. And it's like, it feels, you know, how it feels disconnected and it's not connected. It was like, yeah, that just like opened up an energy pocket within your body where all of your own inner wisdom, it was right there. It just needed to be like poked a little bit, burst open. And then the frequency is spreading through you, right?
Yeah.
Like that yummy, juicy way. So that is what I love about the book. And I mean, I love channeling books and channeling work, because it's like, this is the stuff I use. Like I use this book. I mean, I've read this book like 25 times, you know, but every day open up and read a page or two, and I just use it as an oracle, and it always is just exactly what I need, and it just turns something on within me.
I love that.
Yeah. And so, and I know a lot of people who have read it, like use it that way as well. It's definitely something that, I mean, I swear I've read it so many times and I get something different out of it every single time. The book really does feel alive. It feels like it's living, it's breathing. And so it's a really cool experience for me too, because I get to experience it in that way, just like anybody else reading it does. Yeah. So I'm really grateful for that as well, because I mean, this book it's changed my life, and it was an activator for me big time. And just like a lot of the shifts in my own life in the last year, and like reading it back, and I realize I need to release this, or like, why am I dwelling myself down there? Like, why am I making myself small here? And so that's what I really love about it, because I get to have that expansion point as well.
Totally. I totally can relate to that just with my own program. I remember when I first created the Metamorphosis, which is mainly centered around like healing familial and ancestral trauma. I remember my first coach, like when I first put together the program, first of all, I didn't know that it was about healing trauma. I just like put together the program. I thought it was just going to be about breath work.
Mm.
She's like, I think this is a manifestation program. And I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Because like, it just becomes so clear when you share the tools that you use, right? A, and then B, you clear out all of that shit, then just manifesting is like a byproduct of that.
100%. So for me, with the brain rewiring certification that we ran, like that's just like a manifestation certification. Or like,
yeah,
I think about my psychic development course or my business program. I'm like, it's just all manifestation courses, right? But
yeah.
It's just angled a different way. And like, we're not using that language. And that's something that I've talked to a lot of my clients about. Everybody just, they're like, I'm going to change my niche to manifestation. And I'm like, this is what you're missing. The end result for everybody is manifesting. That doesn't mean you need to niche into it. But like, that's how we're creating everything, right? Because manifesting, it's the same thing as breathing. Like we're all doing it.
We're doing it.
You know, and that's why this is like, to me, so important. Because, and that's what the guide said, this is like you're a human and like you don't know how to walk. This is how the world works. This is how energy, the world works. Everything you're doing is shifting energy, is directing energy. There's just different modalities and different names, but that is like the byproduct of everything because that's really what's going on. When we talk to people, we're shifting energy, we're moving energy, right? When we decide I want to do this and then we take action, which is basically what we're doing all the time, right? Like we're co-creating. Like this is just like what we're doing and we might as well be conscious of it. You know, that's what they say. They're like, you're always manifesting. You might as well be aware of what you're manifesting.
Exactly. Well, it's funny too, because I feel like a lot of it too is just unlearning and relearning that basically everything we've been taught is the opposite. That's what I tell everybody. Like, as soon as you come in, I'm like, listen, everything you think you know is actually the opposite.
That's the cheat sheet. It's always just the opposite.
Yes, whatever you think, it's the opposite. But it's true. So really, we're just unlearning like all of this programming that we've been taught to think that we have no agency over our reality, that we have no control over what's going on. Everything's happening randomly. And you better be afraid and worry that something randomly horrible doesn't happen to you.
Oh my God. That's exactly what it is. Like, yeah. That's exactly what it is. When people are like worried and anxious, and it's like, that is coming from this place of like, you think you don't have control.
Exactly. And you know, and a lot of people, and this is what I see with a lot of my clients with like deeper trauma, is it really is alive in their body from a trauma they've experienced, right? Like a deeper trauma where it's literally living in their body. So their body is bracing for it and trying to protect them from it happening again. So they think that if like they worry or they control everything or they put all these walls up, then they're preventing it from happening again. But really, they're just reliving it in their body over and over and over again.
Yeah. And then they're energizing it more.
Yeah.
Because that's like the vibration they're living in.
Exactly.
So I think that's like the mind fuck of it all, right? It's like,
it really is.
What you're worrying about is what you're adding momentum toward. So all you have to do is it, whatever you want is what you focus on. Right. So you focus on that and at the same time as clearing out those older energies. Right. Cause that's the other bit with manifestation stuff that kind of annoys me. I don't want to say annoys me, but I'm like, this is why people don't get results. It's all conscious and it's all just like focus on what you want. But it's like, what about all of the energy that's already in the system that isn't a vibrational match with what they want? Like we can't just sweep that under the rug. Exactly. That has to be cleared out of the system first, and we have to get the energy out. So it's both of those angles. You know, I really think we need to go into the past or however you want to phrase it so that we can really like clearly manifest. It's like, I don't know why they keep showing me this. I'm just going to say it. They just keep showing me. It's like getting a colonic. Like the first time you...
I knew you were going to say, when you were like, I don't want to say this. I literally saw a toilet.
Yeah. It's like getting a colonic though. I mean, I think about like the first time you get a colonic, it's like kind of rough, right? And you just keep going every week. And it takes, like, it can take like a year for some of the stuff that's been there to actually start to come out. You just got to keep going. And eventually the system is clear.
That's true. Yeah, that's such a good analogy because I always relate things back to like pooping, so it's totally fine. But it is a good analogy because you do have to kind of chip away at it a little bit, especially people who have been living out the same programming for like 30 or 40 years. It's like, you know, those grooves that you're in, that way of being that you're just doing over and over and over again. And that's based on these belief systems. It has to all be, and then the emotional shit behind it too. Like you have to face that or else you can think about $1 million as much as you want. It's not going to happen. And that's like the issue that I had with Abraham Hicks. Cause you know, when I was in my younger years, I listened to that and that was like all that was around at that time. It was like Abraham Hicks and the Seth stuff. And that was the extent of channeled information other than Barbara Marciniak. She was around then. But other than that, it wasn't like mainstream. I remember in my ex-boyfriend, when I lived in Arizona, I told him, like I made him listen to Abraham Hicks. And he was like, there's no way you actually think that she is channeling somebody. And I was like,
I think that's so funny because why would someone
like make that up?
Yeah. Like,
I know.
I've reflected on this a lot just in my own journey. It's like, I don't read other channeled information or anything or like watch any of that. I mean, I've maybe seen like 2 Abraham Hicks videos in my life because I just don't want any of that to get in my field, right? Like it's like part of the job is just like stay clear of it. And that way, like if something's coming through for me and it's coming through for other people, that's helpful for the outside observer of like, oh, different I'm getting this in different places. Maybe there's something here, you know, I think that's valuable. So I don't really pay attention to that kind of stuff. But what I was really fascinated with when I first started channeling was some of the origin stories of different people and just like, who are these different channels? And there was like this theme where it's like the person you would never think, the person you would never expect. It's like Chiron, like he's a, this male basic, like an engineer. And all of a sudden, you know, he's like 40 and he wakes up and it's like a being, a speaking, like why the hell would he
make that up?
Yeah, why would he make that up? And also just because of the backlash that can come with it. Like it's the most vulnerable thing. And for me, I've always been someone that says the thing that no one wants to say. I'm going to get myself in trouble with my mouth, right? There's not much that makes me uncomfortable. And what feels very vulnerable for other people to share doesn't feel vulnerable for me at all. I'm such an open book. I've always been like that. And my whole life, people would say, like, I can't believe you said that. Or like, wow, I can't believe you shared that. And I thought, why? Not a big deal. So it takes a lot for me to feel very uncomfortable. Like it takes a lot. And when this started coming through, the channeling and then being pushed to like, oh no, this is your life path. That was triggering as fuck for me. And it still is. And of course it has to be because like anything else, like I wouldn't grow from it, you know? And like, that's why it was like, it had to be the most like shocking, extreme, holy shit, my whole identity has had to dissolve. I mean, I grew up being like, Christina's going to be the doctor. She's going to be the lawyer. I was very mainstream, straight A student, never got an A minus in my life, doing everything perfect. You know, my whole identity was around like being the successful one and everybody, I'm going to have this great job and I have all these amazing jobs lined up. And I like, that was my whole identity, right? And I just got pushed into position after position of everybody around me telling me I was a liar, that I was crazy, and these really extreme experiences. Because I mean, the first time that came was with my health. When I was in college and got really sick, everybody told me I was lying. Everybody told me I was anorexic. Every doctor, I had people from back home, much of my family stopped talking to me. I was just told I was crazy. I was lying. And I know I had to bring like my friends with me to doctor's appointments. They were like, no, we live with her. She's eating all the time. And I've just gone through some really extreme things because that is like the point to which I'm able to grow. Yeah. If that makes sense versus
100%.
Like,
yeah.
It's funny because it's like in all my charts, of course, it's like, oh shit. Like the energy in my life is everything's shocking and extreme. And for me, especially, you know, with channeling, it's really pushed me to my brink of, because I've always been someone that just doesn't give a shit whether people think. I've always been that way. And it's like, well, how willing am I? I mean, and so for that to really be tested, it had to be something where it was like, yeah, I'm willing to lose everybody in my life to stay in alignment with my truth and my mission. Like, am I willing to do that? And it's been a series of like again and again with different shifts in my business and my life. Am I willing to have everybody that I used to be friends with think I'm crazy and not like me anymore and not want to talk to me? You know, it's not an easy choice and I just keep choosing my truth.
Yeah. 100%. I feel like you have to, but I feel like you kind of have to face those situations. And I can relate to this too, where it's just like, okay, am I going to choose what I know to be true for me? Or I'm going to choose not making people uncomfortable. It's like, you don't really have a choice, but you have to go through that discomfort of people thinking, you know, you're crazy or whatever. And that's like part of it. I feel like that's part of the path.
Totally.
So I know we could probably talk about this like all day, but I know we're coming up on time right now.
I know.
So can you just share with people like where they can find you and the name of your book? Because I know everyone's probably going to want to get it. And how people can connect with you.
Yeah, definitely. So everything is just at Christina the Channel on Instagram, youtube.com/Christina the Channel. My podcast just called the Christina the Channel podcast. Pretty easy. And my website is christinathechannel.com. It's where you can find all the fun freebies and courses and programs and my link to my book as well, which is on Amazon, on Audible, if you want to listen to it. It's called Manifestation Mastery. So if you just search Manifestation Mastery, you should find it on Amazon. It's also at a number of different bookstores. So maybe it's in a bookstore near you. I'm not sure you can check, but
well, yeah. I'm going to get it on Audible.
Yeah, get on Audible.
Did you read it? Are you the one who's reading it? Oh, good. Okay.
Oh, I would not let anybody else read it.
Okay, good. It's always so weird. Like I just listened to one of Dolores Cannon's books and it was just a whole thing. Like, cause there, you know how it's like her sessions and it goes back and forth.
Yeah.
And, one of the person playing, like the person in the session was this guy and he was like so overly dramatic and annoying.
Yeah.
It was like hard to listen to, even though it was like such a good book. So I listened to it. But anyway, I'm really glad you're reading it. I'm going to go get it right now.
I read it. I had to read it. I have to. I'm not letting anybody else touch it.
Yeah. And I feel like it has to come through you because it's like a transmission that's coming through you.
Yeah. And there's this element of, because somebody might read the book and then listen to the audiobook and I might read it differently, like the inflection points.
Yeah.
And that's not to say like you read it wrong. It's just literally a different experience and you're going to get a different message out of it based on like how it's read, you know? And so I read it the way that I hear it.
Yeah.
And so it kind of unlocks something else. But yeah, I wouldn't let anybody else read it.
I totally hear you. Okay. So I have one more question that I ask everyone at the end. What to you is a non-negotiable when it comes to fully reclaiming your consciousness?
For reclaiming my consciousness, it is the first thing that comes to my mind. It's taking responsibility for my energy field. And the biggest thing for me that comes from that is boundaries.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. Oh my God.
Because I mean, I think the biggest thing that holds us back is relationships. It's like the energy, what we're holding on to these old toxic relationships, this obligation energy with family, but it's also boundaries. It's everything that we're consuming, you know? So it's like, if I'm not going to put McDonald's in my body, why the hell would I consume a toxic conversation? It's all energy. It's all the same thing, you know? And so for me, like, I'm the boundary queen. Everybody's out. Oh, Christina, her boundaries. It is how I keep my vibe high, for lack of a better term. But I am really intense about my boundaries. And other people might not like it, but that's just because they can't take advantage of me.
Yeah.
You know, and so for me, like reclaiming consciousness, it's boundaries.
100%. I love that answer. And I completely agree with you. So thank you so much for being here. This was amazing. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for being here. Don't forget to subscribe to the show, leave a review, and share this show with your friends who you know are yearning for this type of content. You can stay connected with me by following me on Instagram at Elise_Breeze and by joining my Facebook group, Breeze to Succeed, where I share my weekly energy forecasts. And subscribe to my list, where you'll receive a free breathwork session, meditation, and journaling prompts to deeply connect with your intuition at elisebreeds.com. See you next time.